We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, top of the hour, time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's training camp, 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word ADOPT 72881 and you're registered. Text ADOPT, ADOPT, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. ADOPT, 8 a.m. code word today.
All right, so you mentioned the Big O Show.
Somebody texted in. I'll read the text to you real quick. Did you guys hear Big O on Friday go all in on Tannehill? This came after like two texts that we got on Tannehill. I did not. We have audio, I guess, from Big O's show on Friday, I guess, going to town on Ryan Tannehill.
What'd you think of the first drive for the Miami Dolphins and Ryan Tannehill?
He sucked.
Tannehill sucked.
He sucked. What happened on second and eight? A wide open Amendola. What does he do on second and eight? Almost intercepted. And then third and eight, he throws it to the feet of Kalen Ballage. So you drive all the way down, and the two most important passes of the drive, you failed like a dog.
Typical Dolphins fashion, was it
not? No, typical Ryan Tannehill. That's what that is. That's typical Ryan Tannehill. That when you need him, he throws a duck. So, you know, for all that crap, you got to complete those passes. That drive is Ryan Tannehill's career.
Wow.
Is that it?
I thought there might be more, but wow. Joe Rose, your reaction.
I would just say this first time he's had a live pass rush in 20 games, and he's still got some rust to get rid of in the pocket. I thought he was fine. He was 4 for 6, and he's talking about the two throws. One, the last one was bad. The other one across, he led him a little too much, Amendola. But man, that's a little harsh.
Right.
Like first preseason game, and
I mean, how did it start? And he sucks. Like that's what he said. I mean, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you could gauge that after one drive.
Yeah, preseason. And I listen. If he's not playing,
I'm no
well
scout though. So
during the regular season, then but Big O just took it right first time out.
No, he took that bus and ran him over.
He went right after him. Yep. Jeez,
and then backed up and then ran him over again.
All right. Well, we like I said on all these things, whatever people think about any of the players, especially Ryan Tannehill, you'll know quickly.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Because Tennessee will be here in no time, and then it counts, and we'll find out how he does in the pocket with the blitz, making throws down the field, and everything else. We will find out.
Someone just texted, I suppose, O thought he should be a 6 for 6 that day, not 4 for 6.
Yeah.
Joe's being very politically correct on his response here, though.
Well, I think it's a little harsh for first time out.
It sounds harsh. It's first time out in 21 months or whatever it's been, and almost 2 full years. Didn't play it all last season. Missed 5 games the year before that. I mean, I would expect, at least in the preseason, in live, you know, we're not talking about him going against, you know, the Dolphin defense or a joint practice or something like that. We're talking about live game action, even though it's preseason. I do expect for the first 2 or 3 games a little bit of rust. Until he kind of gets his feet underneath him. I do. I expect that. I don't expect him to come out looking like Brady.
Pass protection was good, and it hadn't been very good in practice, but it was a lot better against Tampa Bay. That was probably the most encouraging part of that whole scrimmage was how individually some of the rookies played well, but was the offensive line and how the pass protection was. So, yeah.
Oh, now the people are going in on Big O.
Well, I don't. It's not. Machine. It's not. Everybody can have their own opinion. If Tannehill doesn't play well and he does what Big O said, he sucks, then we're in big trouble.
So last four texts.
Ryan Tannehill to play well.
Last four texts is the one I just read you. I suppose O thought he should have gone 6 for 6. Then the next one is Big O needs to go to another concert, smoke another big doobie. Another one is Big O's going to eat his words. And then the next one, 17 sucks. O is right.
I figure you get all over
2 to 3 years ago, Big O thought Brock Osweiler was the next big thing. Play that bit. That's what happens.
I never hear. Does Big O ever say that? Like, I used to be big on Osweiler and I was wrong?
I don't know. I never heard that.
I don't remember him saying or not saying that, so I don't. Mm. I don't know.
I didn't hear it. We just go by the texters.
I have no idea about that. Anyway,
there's your text machine. 56022 Kendall Toyota.
Oh no, she's rolling pretty good. Yeah. By the way, we're not staying away from it. I just don't want to get into all of it again today after Friday. But what did we see? The head of the union, police union down here.
That is a text that wants did come
to
in.
Uh-huh. Boycott the Dolphins after a couple of guys kneeled. And everything else.
Someone texted, I wonder if you guys are going to acknowledge how Broward County cops are protesting the Dolphins. That was a text that came in.
The head of the union is. Yeah. I don't know if the police officers are following. They've been asked to, but I don't know how that's going to work. Some of them work with the team, so that will be interesting to see if any of them decide to do it or not. I think the same guy did this last year. Tried to get that thing going last year, and we'll see. I would say this. I don't want to get into the whole thing today for people to ask. I think it needs to be taken care of. I totally agree. I guess we ended up having, I was reading Peter King, 13 players either didn't stand or stayed in the locker room out of 2,880.
Mm.
How about that number, by the way? It's a little shocking.
A lot of players.
Is that right? Does that sound right?
Well, think about it. What did you say?
90 in 90 camp.
A team, yeah, 90
2,880 players and 13 stayed in the locker room or kneeled during the national anthem. So, anyway.
Yeah, about 2,880.
Peter King.
32 teams, 90 players on the team.
Peter King was talking about this, so we'll see. Yeah. I am curious to see what the reaction and response from the Dolphins will be. Can't act like this doesn't exist.
No,
so
no.
We'll see what
they were the most talked about team.
What the take on everything will be down the road. But as far as we can go back and forth on this whole topic and don't really feel like getting into it. Got a little ugly on Friday. By the way,
a little, right?
It didn't ruin my Friday though.
No, that was good. Really
I had a great Friday. So
I mean, for 4 hours, it was
about 1:30 in the morning. Right? No, yeah. it was pretty good. So. No problem there. We got all kinds of other stuff. Mark Richt joined us. He'll join us again in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have him on from talking about the first scrimmage. Top secret one, we might add, because nobody was there. You imagine being at Hard Rock Stadium having a scrimmage and nobody's there. That's got to be wild.
Yeah, I don't understand. That's crazy to me. Playing in the middle of that stadium with nobody in the stands.
You're in there and there is not one person there.
No. Nope.
Just
any of the guys that are there.
You could yell, probably get a little echo in there. Hello, 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 hello. We've been all over the board on everything else. Today's also Heat Day for NBA TV. So if you want to go back and watch some of the great games that they've had.
We're 11 minutes into the Eastern Conference semifinal, 97 Heat Knicks.
Oh, man. That's a good one. That probably is.
I
don't know if we get that or not.
I don't know. Yeah, right.
I don't think we get the special packages here, do we?
We're going to see.
I don't think that one's on here.
Really?
And also, real quickly, if you haven't been watching, we've been talking about this all morning, Miami Dolphins. Quietly yesterday, moved a couple of rookies up and made some adjustments in their secondary after Tampa Bay went 37-47, passing for 326 yards. Wasn't real pretty. They made a change. Bobby McCain yesterday went outside to start in place of the three-man battle that was going out there. And Minka Fitzpatrick moves into Bobby McCain's position in the slot. And so if Bobby McCain is better than McTyre, Lippitt, and Tankersley, if that's the case, then I would guess Minka Fitzpatrick will be on the field as a slot corner or the nickelback, better known as. He'll get that position, and you'll play your normal two safeties deep, and we'll be playing a lot of safeties in a game. We'll play three safeties, and it won't be one package. It'll be about 80% of the snaps.
Give me the best players on the field at all times.
That's what Coach said, man. I'm going to play my best 11 guys. We're going to find them, and we're going to play them. Also, speaking of that, Jerome Baker had a real good game, the third-round pick out of Ohio State. And so he got to have some reps yesterday with the ones at outside linebacker. And this wasn't supposed to happen, but Mike Gesicki actually started against Tampa Bay, was wide open on a throw that I'm guessing Fails will
like to have come back.
Like to have that one back. And we do have NBA TV.
I told you, we got it.
We got that in here. And
Sean Leonard, like this is what I like to see.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, man.
That's typical offense right there.
You know the difference you can already tell is they're pounding the ball into the centers. Like, they go into the post every time.
Oh, I mean, you got Patrick Ewing on one side and Zoe on the other. Where they're going.
Who, by the way, were really close.
Yeah.
A young Zoe out there.
Georgetown guys.
Going at it. Pat Riley on the sideline, always showing him in those $5,000 suits, looking young. And then
Ike Austin. We got an Ike Austin reference out there.
Just checked in for MASH.
MASH, great. This is great. I'll tell you what, this is a fun. I mean, I can't sit home for 24 hours today because I got to get ready for the punt stuff tomorrow. But I would watch the Heat stuff today if I was at home all day.
How was your weekend just thinking about that, by the way?
Going to be 100% honest until this morning. Totally forgot. Now I'm shaking my boots.
No, because you thought, again, you thought because our program.
Well, I was told on Friday from our PD that it's not happening. He's not going to allow it. Whether the Dolphins say yes or no, he told me no. So we'll see. I might have to.
Well, then he told me it's my call.
He
did not do that.
Yeah, I don't think he did that.
He did not. I can hear Zach calling Lynn tonight. Hey, you know, if you don't want me to do this,
won't
then
do it.
If you don't want me to do this,
if our boss calls me today, that's one thing. I will not. You go check my phone tomorrow. I will not call the boss or text him today.
Dude, I understand.
I signed up for it. I'm a man. Whether that thing puts a red mark on my chest or whatever it is, I want to catch it more than anything at this
Zach,
point.
Zach, honestly.
I mean, a man because you've been trying to get out of it.
I'm not trying to get out of it. I want to do it.
I hope the ball does get to your chest. That'd be a good start.
Yeah, and not like 3 feet away from me. Because you know what scares me more than the ball hitting me? The bounce. If it's within like 3 feet of me and get it. Yeah, and it like bounces and hits me right in the nuts.
You should be worried about that ball coming down and catching
I think I'm all right with that.
If the ball, most likely, if anywhere, will end up in front of you.
Yeah, and then the bounce into my newts, man.
This has so many ways to end bad. It's going to be so
good. I know. I know. There's so many options.
I can't wait to be out there tomorrow morning.
I can't wait.
I can't lie. I can't wait to see that. We got to go to break. That's what we do here. And you can always join us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, or as Lynn likes to say, 56022.
Whichever. I'm not going to say his
name. Is Lynn in today? Big Daddy Lynn in today? Or is he? We got him today or tomorrow. My man's back and forth.
I would ask the programming coordinator.
I think he might be here in the morning.
Okay. That's all you got
to just
say.
To see you.
Uh-oh.
Massage your giant ego a little bit.
That's twice a week.
That's a lot of stroking.
That's
a lot of stroking.
It's like going to one of those massage places each week. You know, you got the appointment.
All right. Are you guys done so I can go now? I'm about ready to helmet you guys.
Stan Van Gundy! Radio.com. Radio.com. 560 WQM presents the 4th annual John Clayton Fantasy Football Draft Party with CBS Sports fantasy expert Jamie Eisenberg. Sunday, August 26th to 4 p.m. at Twin Peaks and Davie. Draft your league with us, and John and Jamie and WQM personalities will go table to table offering expert advice. League commissioners get a $50 bonus card. Register now at WQAM.com. Spaces Limited, sponsored by Yingling. Tap into your inner eagle and by Twin Peaks. Eat, drinks, and scenic views. That's August 26th. That's coming up in a couple weeks at Twin Peaks.
I believe as soon as this third preseason game gets over, that most of these fantasy football drafts will take place.
Yeah, a lot of them are after that third preseason game because that's when you get to see the most out of the team and stuff like that. Plus, you draft too early, you might get a guy get hurt. You know, that's the that's been the big thing also over the last decade or so with drafts. I wait till after the third preseason game. We've done that also for the QM League. I know Hollywood. Are you doing it a little earlier than that third preseason
game?
Yeah,
we're drafting this week.
There you go.
We leave on Thursday.
It doesn't really make sense unless it's because that's the only time all the guys could get
that
together.
That might be it.
Yeah, I mean, we have to travel to do it all together, so this was made the most sense for us. Yeah.
Okay. Because
my draft is.
I hate
on the,
to draft somebody
26th also.
While you're out there doing it, and while you're going through this draft, to only to find out the next night your guy
gets hurt, yeah,
gets injured and out for the season.
Yeah, like if you drafted early so far, and you drafted what's the kid Geis. From Washington, Geis, yeah.
So lost much of that after a nice run.
Yeah, that's right. After
and
a nice run,
he just looked like he fell down. Right, couple guys tackled him, didn't read into it.
I've seen that.
Of course, I thought Carson Wentz went in strong, and I didn't see anybody around his knee, and he shredded his knee. You're right. By the way, Gurley, first pick in the whole
thing?
Yeah,
I think so. I think Gurley's right now.
Le'Veon Bell hurt it all by the fact that he's sitting out camp
and
strip
will
clubs
be,
grabbing stripper booty.
If you're in a fantasy football league and you have a top three pick, and it's your third pick overall, and Le'Veon Bell's still there, you're probably going to take him.
Antonio Brown? Guess.
Saquon will be a pretty high pick.
Oh,
I think.
He will be too.
They're going to pound him into the ground.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a good one.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. There's some good rookies out there to take. I'm in a league that starts two quarterbacks, so that strategy changes a lot for me. Because early on in the draft, I'm now worried about getting one of those top flight quarterbacks. I just don't know which one to go with. Aaron Rodgers, one of those guys. We did our lottery. I have the second pick on the draft.
Oh, so you already know where you're picking.
I know where I'm picking. I just, you know.
Don't know who the player will be.
Yeah, I don't know who number one's going to be. I think one's
somebody
be
brought
Gurley.
Up David Johnson. I was like, I don't know, man.
An intriguing pick.
He broke your heart a year ago. I'm not saying he can't bounce back. He got hurt in the very first game of the year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so that's a lot of time to recover.
That's
you know, it's not like a guy who got hurt, you know.
Any chance somebody takes a receiver ahead of a running back?
Antonio Brown's the only guy, right, that I would think that would go real early.
He has like 180 targets and catches 10 footballs in a game.
Antonio Brown is more than likely the first receiver off all the fantasy boards. The only other one that I would think that maybe would get some play in the first round, if I'm wrong, Hollywood, tell me, probably Odell. Beckham coming off injury, coming back.
Yeah, I mean, he's in there. Julio's in there.
Julio's in there too, yeah. A lot of those guys go second round. A lot of people go running back in the first round.
The guy for the Texans catch a lot of footballs and have a lot
DeAndre
of targets.
DeAndre had the most targets last year. And Watson's coming back, he gets his quarterback.
They're throwing you the football a lot. You got a chance, right?
Yep.
You're getting those targets. They throw it to you enough, man. It's like taking enough shots in the NBA. You're going to score a lot.
Of course.
You get enough shots every game.
Someone just texted in, I fly to Houston to draft this weekend. A lot of guys are going out of town for their drafts. I don't do that.
For guys knowing the starter's going to play in some cases 2.5, 3 quarters, and then nobody plays, right, in the fourth.
No, that's why you have your draft before that, because it doesn't even matter at that point. You're not drafting, you know, player 52. That's not going to be on your fantasy team. Well, and if you are, you could be in my league.
Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We haven't mentioned the Tiger thing, which obviously was the story yesterday. I mean, it took everything. We had Scherzer pitching a great game late last night. Nobody cared. It was all Tiger. It was a Tiger buzz till, damn near 7 o'clock. As Tiger finished second yesterday, but played really well. Shoots a 64, 6 under. And, of course, Brooks Koepka. Now, there's going to be people that are casual golf fans that don't know who Brooks Koepka is. He's built a little bit like somewhere between a safety and a middle linebacker. But the guy's really good, obviously. And that's not the first major he's won. But Tiger did not hit a fairway on the front nine and made every putt there for a while. I mean, he was just sensational. He missed one putt that he'd like to have back, and that would be on that par five. Gosh, got on two and three putted to get a par instead of a birdie there. Really,
that birdie maybe
really hurt him.
Playoff.
But he made some just ridiculous shots. I don't think he's too bummed out about anything. It was finished second by himself.
You don't think he's bummed out this morning that he was that close to winning and didn't win?
No. I think Tiger was very happy yesterday.
Okay.
I think that second place.
He's built a lot different than the normal human being.
That is the best he's played.
It is.
since he's come back, by far. Since he's been back from the two iron over the head to three back operations to the drunk on the side of the road, passed out, that video.
Didn't know where he was.
To anything else you want to put in there that Tiger's gone through. Of course, the little sex addiction. I mean, this has been by far. I mean, 42 years old. A lot of people thought he could never play like this. And the only bad relationship he has right now, apparently, is just that driver in the fairway. They don't like each other. Outside of that, he's good to go, man. That was impressive.
He hits a ton. He just can't hit straight.
One of the announcers yesterday said, I got to tell you, what he did on the front nine, going three under and not even coming close to finding a fairway, is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen to hang around after. I mean, he had to one putt. Everything to make up for that crappy driver. Just
is Tiger back, Joe? Not 2006 Tiger back, but the last two majors.
I gotta see it. No, he played better in this one. He was pretty good the last one too, because that was also one of his best. He is getting closer. I mean, you know, maybe his confidence is getting, but these young guys don't fear him. The fear that.
Well, they all grew up watching him.
There would have been a time where Tiger would have won that yesterday, where those guys were like, oh, here comes Tiger.
Crap his pants right before.
Plus,
yeah.
you can hear those guys. They could hear him yesterday. Said, I mean, the crowds for Tiger yesterday were just crazy, crazy. And I always love this because this happens. And I heard it yesterday again. Like, you know, Tiger's not the only story of why the PGA Tour is doing so great. And anytime I hear somebody like, you know, the PGA Tour is still on TV every week. It's, you know, it's done fine without Tiger. And you have to correct somebody and go, no, it hasn't. Apparently, you haven't been watching.
No. It's not even close.
It hasn't done well.
No, it's not even close.
By five or six or seven guys rotating winning tournaments, it hasn't been good.
How much healthier was golf when Tiger was on top every week, or one week maybe Phil got in there, or Vijay Singh maybe, and that's it?
I don't know about Vijay, but Phil and Tiger were good for business.
But those are the big names out there.
You're either on the Phil team or the Tiger team or the Vijay team.
He's trying not to laugh. That's the name he went with.
Vijay Singh. I think my biggest moment of Vijay Singh is when he walked by us in at Doral, and we asked him to come on the show, and he goes, no, thanks.
No. Nah,
he's doing his workout.
I think Vijay's
Fiji didn't win a lot of tournaments.
Not a real happy guy. No, he won a lot of tournaments, but he just wasn't a very happy, happy guy. Wasn't one of those guys you rooted for a lot.
A huge fan base, and he crushed it.
Where the hell did that Vijay Singh come from?
I was going to say Ernie Els.
Kind of pop up.
Ernie Els was the other
name. Ernie was one of the big guys back then. Yeah. That's right. Ernie was.
Probably should have went with Ernie.
Yeah. Where is he now? Is Ernie Els? Where is he now? For sure.
I don't know that.
Time to time, he pops up. No. I just was
working at a Burger King.
We got to take a break here. Vijay Singh. We got to get to the numbers on Vijay. Where the hell did you come up?
I'm going to look at Vijay Singh because obviously you're laughing at the guy, but I thought he won a whole bunch of tournaments.
He did, but I didn't know a lot of people were rooting for him, and he was moving the meter back then.
He's won a lot of tournaments.
He did, actually. One year he won. He had one of those crazy years. You're right. He won a ton of tournaments one year.
He was number one for 32 weeks between 2004 and 2005.
And I said, so is Dustin Johnson. What's that done?
Who's that?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Join us here on the Joe Rose Show as we hit the road in search of South Florida's best burger. WQAM.com will feature video of all of our stops. The Joe Rose Show Summer Burger Tour, sponsored by the just-reopened Burger Museum at Magic City Casino. The Burger Museum features over 3,000 pieces of historical artifacts like old uniforms and signs that'll bring back some great memories. Visit BurgerBeastMuseum.com for more details. Also by MetroPCS. MetroPCS gives you 4 lines of unlimited high-speed data for only $100, period. When you switch, the Burger Tour continues here on the Joe Rose Show.
Yeah, we got to hit some more burger places here. Boy, it's getting harder to find time to go out and have a great burger, which should always be a priority.
Yeah, probably in all of our lives.
Because with the burger, you can always go so many different ways. Onion rings, French fries.
Yeah, see, look, it's close to nine. You know what happens.
Potato salad, that's why I'm bringing it all up, man. Yep. No, whatever you like.
So we got to get votes by the end of this week so we can get to our next place, or do we already have our next place?
We got it. We just
picked out.
We just got to get out there. Okay. We got to start rolling a little bit here, and catching them on Dolphin off day should be Burger Day.
Okay, I like that.
Just keep rolling this thing through till we get a chance.
You still down on the whole milkshake thing?
Yeah, dude, I got to be honest with you. Milkshakes, my milkshake days are gone.
Really? Man, I used to talk about that a lot.
Yeah. The weight, my body metabolism, I don't think works. So if I have a milkshake, I might just put a 5-pound weight right in my gut. Just put it right there.
Can you turn it back on? Is there a button?
No, there's nothing. Not even a good sweat. Nothing. It just doesn't. So, no, I'm out of the strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate milkshake business.
All right, that's fine.
I think the last one I had, it was really good. I went to our friends in Hialeah at McDonald's. And, theirs was great. Had that, and I had Big Mac and French fries. I saw that ad today.
I know. It's got you going for over an hour now.
Damn, Big Macs.
You got to get him a real burger right now.
Do you have an age that's coming up soon where you're just going to say, I don't really care about this whole being semi-healthy anymore, and you'll just go all in? Just see what happens?
No. Listen, from time to time now, if I'm good for a while, that little demon on my shoulder goes, eat it! Eat it! It's okay! Just eat it! And you just keep going. So, yeah, that happens from time to time. You don't have to worry about that.
Ooh, I got a training camp update for you.
What do you got?
Devontae Parker is not practicing today because of his hand.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that he got injured a little bit. By the way,
and Mike Hull's still out, obviously. With
Armando Salguero torched Devontae Parker pretty good yesterday. About just hasn't done anything in this camp and his practice and everything else. And I'm holding out that Devontae Parker going to do a little something next week. And then
it's a broken record already.
Get something out of him. Oh, listen, I mean, you're right.
It's not your fault. It sounds like a broken record.
See what you can get going, but they're going to need him.
Full pads today, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They only got a certain amount of full pad days.
The tweets come in.
Got to get rolling on that, and then they'll have an update on which young guys are playing. Uh-huh. We'll get that for you. And, of course, we'll be out there tomorrow.
That's right.
And
big day tomorrow.
And then next thing you know, the following day, catch a plane to Charlotte, get ready to play Carolina.
Wow.
And then it's on, man. Then you're getting halfway through preseason. Then before it.
Just get me to the third preseason game with fully healthy, or as healthy as you can get.
Well, I think that's the number one goal, but also you want to get better, right? You want to see your group playing better, and you want to see a better performance, especially defensively, where you thought, wow, this is going to be really good, and they come out and start. Tampa Bay quarterbacks, the three of them, go 37-47.
Oof.
326 yards. You only had one sack. And probably the most disappointing part was the very first drive after you miss a 53-yard field goal. Tampa Bay takes the ball on six plays, 57 yards, and a touchdown. And to be honest, it looked really easy.
Yes, it did.
It looked really, really
easy. No pass rush, no pass coverage. It was pretty bad.
No, that combination and no run defense.
You know,
couple of cutback runs in there. By cutting back, they were wide open. I don't know what happened to all the guys on the backside, but they all got blocked, and there was nobody anywhere to be found. They got to get Raekwon going, a middle linebacker. Still got to get some guys rolling here a little bit and then figure out who your second corner is going to be on the outside. If it's going to be Bobby McCain, if they're still looking to bring in somebody, they'll be looking at veteran guys out there. If they think they're an upgrade and they don't want too much money, then they'll take a look at that as well. But
come to Miami on the cheap, and you could probably play right away.
Gesicki, Baker, and Fitzpatrick, all three picks looking like they're going to have a great opportunity to play a lot of football here in week two already. All of them lining up with the first group after yesterday.
Isn't that what we've been asking for? Draft picks to be out there making a difference? Just playing? Doing what they can out there?
The best story of all is Jerome Baker. I mean, we haven't mentioned this guy's name at all. Then he gets in the preseason game and on the outside and just makes a handful of plays and kind of gets noticed, and everybody's going, man, this guy runs to the ball, making tackles, doing a lot of good things. Gesicki did start in the last game. And then Minka Fitzpatrick also started in the last game. So we'll see how that plays out here in week two and going ahead with trying to get something out of this draft class early on and getting these guys ready to go. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, they didn't look good with their one group, so this is going to be, they got a lot of work left. I have learned not to read into preseason too much. And if you do, you forgot about last year, the year before. I know everybody's talking about Cleveland. Oh, God, Cleveland looks so good. And everybody's looking at these first-year quarterbacks and the success they had. I would just hold on till everybody puts in game plans and see what this thing looks like in the first game when everybody starts to decide to put in blitzes and give you a lot of different looks, pre-read, and then when the ball snapped to see what it's all going to look like, then things will start to change a little bit before everybody starts deciding everything. We had Mark Richt on, by the way, and he's going to join us again coming up 9 o'clock hour. First scrimmage, talking about everything that he could that we could get out of him. He got a little 007 in him right now, getting specifics, but he had some things to say about some of the guys and how everybody's looked, talked about the backup quarterback position.
Always the hottest topic, right? Oh, well, backup QB.
Quarterback is always, but yeah, I think everybody realizes somebody can get hurt and you want to get the next guy ready to go. In the pros, obviously, you can have a quarterback for a long time, but you don't ever want to be in a situation starting a new quarterback and he's got no experience and you want to try to get him some work. I would agree with that. The Canes would love after this LSU game to have some easy games where in the second half they can play some of these quarterbacks, get them some work, not change the offense too much, and see how they do.
No offense to the other three opponents in those next three games, but they should have their way with those three games.
Hopefully they're not tight ball games and you're sitting there in the fourth quarter and 6 or 7 minutes left, you're like only up 10.
And you're trying to just then you're run like, the clock out, yeah.
This is not good. Not good at all. We got Heat Day also going on, NBA TV right now. We've been watching Pat Riley stuff as a young Riley and then looking at some of those guys we forgot were on some of those teams.
Yeah, that Knicks team.
That's awesome.
Larry Johnson, Oakley, Mason. I mean, that team is good.
Anyway, that's going on all day. Is that all day? It's going to be the Miami Heat
yes.
all day.
Coming up at 10 a.m., you get the Heat Lakers from Christmas Day 2004. And then at noon, Mavericks Heat 2006 NBA Finals Game 3. Got to be one of those Dwayne Wade games. And then at 2 o'clock, Game 6.
That was Dwayne's game, right? That's the big comeback.
He had a couple games.
Yeah, they were down late in that game.
Yeah.
That's my favorite all-time Heat game.
Noon. You're going to be watching that noon. At 2 o'clock, Game 6.
Dwayne was unbelievable in that game, on that comeback.
You want to relive the first championship? 2 o'clock, 2006 Game 6, that Heat Mavs.
Throwing the ball up in the air and the celebration in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. And then three times today also on the same channel, the Inside the Heat with UD and Wade.
That was a good piece.
It was a good piece.
That was a good piece. Talking three about times the relationship, just going back and forth without somebody there. That was just talking about what they thought coming in together and what'd you think of my game. And I'll tell you what I thought watching you and the relationships they had and everything else.
It's a pretty cool relationship those two have.
Well, it's just lasted a long time.
No,
usually you don't see two guys stay with the same team like that and having a different road to getting there, right?
One guy was a high draft pick. The other guy came from France.
And now,
playing overseas for
obviously,
a year.
Very good friends and spent a lot of time together in the offseason and everything else. By the way, Dwayne Wade, I guess we should mention this was in Orlando. They were able to interview him, and he said, listen, I have made up my mind if I'm going to play or not. He will play. And he said, but if I do play, it's only going to be in Heat uniform. So you guys can stop with the L.A. LeBron stuff.
Yeah.
I do think he's coming back, though.
Okay. I hope so. Why not?
Feel like he's almost messing with Riley, though. Like, hey,
well,
I made up my mind. Yeah, it's going to take a little longer.
I think Pat's got it in his mind.
And Pat goes, all right, we'll wait a little longer. How much longer do you need? Okay. All right, that's fine.
As long as Dwayne is there for the start of camp, who cares? Like, Riley knows that. If he comes, he's going to come to play.
I think he also knows it. no matter what Dwayne says, Dwayne's going to be in really good shape.
Dwayne ain't coming in fat. Come on.
I think.
Ain't coming in out of shape.
I would be surprised if he retired. That would surprise me. If all of a sudden.
He just decided to hang it up?
Yeah.
He might be enjoying the offseason.
You think there's a chance he retires?
I don't know. I would. No. My best guess would be this. He's going to come back and play for the Heat next year. He's going to play one more year, and then he's going to hang it up. I don't think he's going to retire this year, but I do think this is his last year coming up.
It could be, but I think he's definitely coming back. Anyway, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. How many hours, honestly, everybody out there, before we get that 9 o'clock hour? How many of you? I got to know. How much time did you spend watching Tiger yesterday? And if you didn't, I mean, it's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I expect everybody to be a Tiger groupie. How many of you watched yesterday because of Tiger? And how many hours you put in? I put in a good solid 4 hours yesterday.
Yeah, I probably did a little more than half that. 2.5 watching Tiger at the end. Just going to see if he's going to make that run and win that tournament.
Let's just call it dinner with Tiger yesterday, because that's what it was. It was dinner with Tiger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.